This message is brought to you by the Capital One Venture X card. Venture X offers the premium benefits you expect, like a $300 annual Capital One travel credit for less than you expect. Elevate your earn with unlimited double miles on every purchase, bringing you one step closer to your next dream destination. Plus, enjoy access to over 1,000 airport lounges worldwide. The Capital One Venture X card. What's in your wallet? Terms apply. Lounge access is subject to change. See CapitalOne.com for details.
It's John and Lance.
Drunk and stabbed. That's a bad combination.
Yeah.
Live from the Huntington Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Welcome back here on ESPN 97.5, our final hour. You know, we read the story on ESPN about DJ Bienemy, You know his name is Bien-Ami? Bien-Ami, which means good friend. Somewhere along the line in his family, someone was a good friend. So that is pretty cool. Good for DJ to have that. Like, I was wondering about Carlos Boozer the other day. How do you get the name Boozer? Somebody in his family enjoyed a few Coors Lights or something to that effect. Because they got the name, and here they are, big NBA stars. I mean, that's just great to overcome, you know, a family member that was just throwing down all the time, and here they are, being the success that they are. I'm just saying. That's all I'm saying. So, congrats to DJ Bienemy. He's a good friend. 713-780-3776 is the number. If you would like to get in with us, we talked about the Astros, the Rockets pick up Bruce Thornton. We haven't talked much about, we talked about it earlier, but they traded up and they got the first overall pick in the second round and they took Bruce Thornton out of Ohio State, a three-time All Big Ten, a four-year captain, a scorer. He can score from all over. He loves to pull up. And he shoots 55% from two as a 6-foot guy. That's pretty good. We see how tough it is for Fred VanVleet to score inside in the NBA. Inside the 3-point line, he's actually not that good. So to have that ability to score as a smaller guy is going to be, I hope, we'll see if he can continue to do it in the NBA.
So Lance got word from coaches that they love him.
Love him.
The fan base has been less enthralled by this pick.
Well,
I've got T-Moon.
They hated J.J. Watt, too. I don't know if you
well,
heard.
Well, sure. Yes. Over. What is that now? 15 years ago now? I've seen him called T-Moon Kyle Lowry. Our G League team got a significant upgrade.
I'm curious what they were expecting in the second round.
They thought they, because they
were they hoping to find.
They're hoping for the guy you don't like, Isaiah Evans, because he was supposedly a first round pick and he fell. They hear about a trade up. They think the Rockets are trading up to get a guy who fell out of the first round, and then they pick up T-Moon Kyle Lowry, according to one fan. So they're not thrilled. If you're giving up that to move up, go get a first round talent.
I don't know. I think the Rockets have done. Like, some of these fans may have been involved in the NBA Combine and some of the interviews and the personal workouts. There may have been some fans who were part of that process. I think for the most part, 0% were there for any of them. I feel like the Rockets have a pretty good feel for what they want and who these guys are. And they put the work in on them. I mean, I don't have a problem with having an opinion about a guy who you've watched basketball. You think one player is better than another player. That's fine. There are some other things that go into it. In terms of they do have the personal workouts, they do check your tub. I can promise you, if you're not tough enough, Ime's not going to want you. It's just that simple. I don't know how tough Reed – I think Reed Shepard is pretty mentally tough. I just think he's not a – because he'll keep firing off shots. I think he's pretty mentally tough. He's not a physically tough guy in terms of play strength. Well, that, I shouldn't say. He's not a physically strong player. I don't know about toughness in that regard. But you have to remember, the Rockets have a type now. You got to be a little bit of a dog. You got to be tough. There's certain things. And then I'm sure they're looking for elements. We all talked about wanting a point guard. Well, they went and got a point guard with certain elements that they coveted, which is the ability to make shots and not turn the ball over and to be a good ball handler and to have leadership. And now people don't like that because he's not the player that they wanted, because he's not a sexy player. I get it. But one thing the Rockets really needed was somebody who could make, who was an efficient scorer, who took care of the basketball running point, and somebody who, you know, could be a little more physical and be a leader. He's a very strong player as well. Like, I don't know what you're thinking you're getting in the second round. In the second round, you're getting somebody off the bench. You know, Tari Eason comes off the bench. He was a first rounder. Second round players, I know you're going to point, I know fans right now would, they would point to this player, that player, go find some outliers. But generally speaking, where the Rockets were drafting, you don't find these, you know, game-changing players. You go try to find a guy who fits what you need right now. And the Rockets are actually kind of far along.
You can find a player. I mean, they may have found a player.
You can find a player, but what kind of player?
Well, I mean, a Manu Ginobili or
you're pulling an outlier. He's a Hall of Famer. You're pulling literal Hall of Famers.
Well, no, I know, but you're saying you can't find.
John, you can't use those guys.
There might be a guy in this second round that turns out to be a really good player.
Yes, there could be, but you're literally doing what I said don't do. You can't pull Manu Ginobili, an all-time great, and act like, well, this is what you're shooting for. That's an anomaly. That's like six-rounders like Tom Brady. Great. I mean, it just doesn't come around.
Well, but you do your homework and you pick the best guy that you think and a guy that fits your team and all of that.
Exactly.
And Bruce Thornton, hopefully. I mean, I don't know. Yeah. My question is going to be when Fred VanVleet is done here, is Bruce Thornton a guy that's going to take over for him?
I don't know. I mean, you know, we've seen guys like it has happened before. I don't even know where Kyle Lowry is drafted. I'm pretty sure he was a first-round pick. But, you know, you've had guys like Pat Beverly, who ends up starting for an NBA team, and he comes the circuitous route of international play. Was just, you know, he's a dog. He's filthy. He's borderline dirty. And he got there through just grit, gall, determination. And he actually wasn't a terrible shooter when he was with the Rockets either. Yeah, sometimes you find those guys through that as well. But I think Rocket fans are looking for this ace in the second round, and it's hard to find those guys. Instead, I think they shot for what they felt like they needed most by the end of the year, something they don't have on their roster literally at all, which is a second point guard who can actually steady the ship when he comes in. I'm willing to give it a shot. I mean, I'm willing to trust Rafael Stone. I'm willing to trust Ime Udoka and these college coaches that called him a bad MF and all the things that I told you guys they said on this text string that they sent to our guy. These are people who coached against him.
But what about the Big Ten scout who called him Angelo Reese?
That was not a Big Ten scout. That was Tony, the Iowa fan. It was one of our listeners. He called him Angelo Reese because he's so slow to get his shot off. That's unfair.
They just watch games and give their opinion. Tony, he watches games and gave his opinion. He's a Big Ten scout. Sources close to the show.
Tony is not a Big Ten scout.
Sources close to the show.
He's an Iowa fan, and every other team sucks. Okay,
that's
you can't go by Tony.
A source close to the show told me he's Angelo Reese.
No. And then I just got a text in from a basketball guy. That Duke dude was way overrated.
Yeah.
6 exclamation points.
But he's a shooter, and some Rocket fans wanted a shooter.
Oh, great.
Well,
I don't want all his jewelry.
They wanted a taller shooter, not one who makes 64% from two. Bruce Thornton shoots like he scores like he's a big man from the 80s near the basket. 64% from two. 40% from three and shoots between 82 and 85% from the free throw line. Thank God the Rockets have a guy who can shoot over 80% from the free throw line now.
He's heavy-ish, Bruce Thornton.
He's thick.
But so was Vinny Johnson. I'm going to put Vinny Johnson on.
Oh.
Well, yeah. Also, who was it that you said, Dell? Who was it? Oh, Isaiah Cannon.
Isaiah Cannon. Someone comped him to Isaiah Cannon.
I can't believe they comped
him. No, Vinny Johnson.
Isaiah Cannon, Mike James.
James.
I was fine with Mike James, and he was we traded for Mike. He won a draft pick, but The Isaiah cannon hurt. That does hurt a little bit. Like, I don't like hearing that. That's first of all, that's rude.
It's rude.
That's rude.
It's rude
to say that. And then what they call him, Timu Kyle Lowry. Anytime you start with Timu, it's not considered a compliment.
Isaiah Cannon, 1 year at Murray State, shot over 45% from three.
See?
On high volume. Over six.
Daryl thought he finally had a shooter.
So, Isaiah Cannon was.
Well, wait a minute. Was that back when Daryl? What year was that?
He graduated in 2013.
Oh yeah, that was Daryl.
So
Daryl Rockets. Yeah.
Bruce Thornton wishes he could shoot as well as Isaiah Cannon from
three. How long did Isaiah last in the league? Do you think? What do you think Isaiah Cannon's doing right now? I'm going to look it up. I bet he's coaching.
There's a wiki update on him.
Yes, I bet Isaiah Cannon is doing basketball skills. Like I bet he does I bet he's a trainer.
Overseas.
I bet he's a trainer. Ooh, you might be right. I'm going to say he's a basketball trainer. Like, he trains high school kids or an AAU coach.
He's a professional basketball player who last played in the EuroLeague. Let's see if he's still playing. Yep. He was playing for some club from Serbia.
I'm looking at his Insta right now.
Okay.
I'm looking at his Insta right now.
In Serbia.
Grateful and blessed, it says. I can't...
He's a legend in Greek basketball. I'm looking at him. He's a two-time Greek Cup winner, two-time Greek Super Cup winner.
What does that do for us, All-star.
Del? You're asking me about Isaiah Cannon. That's all. I'm just giving you what he's up to.
Don't care about Isaiah Cannon.
You wanted to know what he's up to. He's
balling. I did, but whoever Meridian was, he was balling with Meridian. That man found his niche. Maybe he married a nice Greek girl, John. You don't know.
Maybe.
Cannonopolis.
Maybe in, let's say, what the World Cup 20 years from now.
Why are we talking about
Isaiah Cannon? We're going to find out.
Because this happens when you have
ADHD. Isaiah Cannon has a kid, and he has Serbian and American lineage, and he can pick which World Cup team he wants to play for.
Well, he's not going to root for Bosnia.
No, they don't like each other very much.
They don't like each other. So he's American, so he's going to be very popular in Serbia because if the U.S. beats Bosnia, woohoo, America. Yeah, that's what it's at. So he's living the life probably in Serbia because America.
Yeah, once again, he's a guy that did better over in Greek, just like Vasily Spanoulis. We do great at drafting guys who end up balling out in Greece.
Yeah, we're actually.
And I don't want to hear the Bruce Thorntonopoulos. Don't give me any of that crap.
That's your nickname. No one thought of that.
But I can just already feel it coming.
Bruce Thorntonopoulos.
What about Khalid El Amin? Somebody asked.
That's not bad.
Ooh,
it's not a bad physical comp.
That's not a bad
physical. I forgot about Khalid El Amin. What about God Shamgod?
God Shamgod had too much dribble package.
His dribble package is for real. He does.
The Sham God. That's an actual dribble.
It's an actual
dribble. After.
What is it? What do you do?
I mean, I can't describe it. You have to look it up. Chris Paul has done it. Some other players have done it. But he is so influential that he's got an actual dribble named after him.
How did he get the name Sham God? That's the question.
Are you going to try to figure that one out like Boozer?
Fisher,
well, you know,
Carpenter.
If you had
Sham God wasn't enough. You have to make the first name. What should we name our son? God, last name's already Sham God. There's already a lot of pressure. What about just God?
Yeah.
Ooh, that's a lot. God, Sham God?
Man, you're putting a lot of expectations.
Well, really, I mean, he better be really good. Like, well, what if he can handle the ball well?
So here's the thing. He was born Sham God Wells and then had a name switch to God Sham God.
Oh.
Oh man, that's you knew you had an issue with.
You see,
narcissism
you see,
there.
You can change stuff now.
Wait. His name was Sham God Wells.
That was he was born Sham God Wells.
Huh. So he changed his
and
last
then he
name
changed
to
it
Sham,
to God Sham God.
I guess between high school and college, he
my
that
God, he must
he was,
have
he was high on himself. I can tell
can you
that.
Imagine what a pain in the ass he was for AAU coaches?
Hold on. Let me pull it back. His birth name is God Sham God, but he went by Sham God Wells because of being teased.
I got you.
And then when he got
then
to
he
college.
Went back.
Yeah, he went back.
Oh,
his
he didn't just lean into
way,
it?
No.
It's like, that's why no one ever, in America, we don't ever say, hey, Jesus. You just, it's the expectations are too great. Too great. But in Mexico, not so much. Jesus. There's a lot of Jesuses.
Shamgod Wells because he was getting teased.
His mother's maiden name is Wells, but so he went by that in high school because of all the teasing he got as a child. But
and his dad's name was Shamgod?
I guess. Then Providence, where he went to school, said, actually, you're going to have to register here under your legal name. We can't have you under Shamgod Wells.
So that's recruited as Shamgod Wells.
So that's why God Shamgod became the name we know.
Yeah. Well, that was his name.
Providence needed that government name.
I don't know. I just don't want to put those expectations on my kid. That's all.
Just
you got to be so, God.
Yeah, it's tough.
This
is so easy to fall off track Yahweh on this Granado. Yeah.
I mean, you can't live up to that.
What about Yahweh Granado?
Yeah, I'm not doing that. Yeah. Yahweh Andrikopoulos.
Who's that?
My mom's maiden name.
Okay.
That's what my name was. Because John Granado was too hard to live up to.
Mm, that's
so
true.
So I went by Yahweh Andrikopoulos.
Think of someone out there right now. Who could live up to your name?
Hold on a second. Son of Shamgod, God Shamgod Wells. So I just Googled Shamgod Wells, and his son is named Shamgod Wells also. He played at Fairmont State.
Hmm.
And so it says, son of God Shamgod Wells and Lanaya Bellamy.
What a show we have today.
Yeah, this is the best.
You're learning a lot. What did you learn this week in one sentence?
What did you learn this week on the show? Yeah.
You learned a lot.
Right. A lot of stuff. A lot of stuff. All right, we got a break. We got to talk Houston Powder Coaters. If you're looking for the best way to whatever metal it is, save it. Okay? You want to save it? You can. Or even better, when you buy some patio furniture or car part, bumper, whatever, wheel well, anchor for your boat, or whatever metal it is, a refrigerator even, whatever metal it is, powder coat it first. Powder coat it first, and then it'll last forever. I can't say forever because that would be misleading, but long, long time. Yes, a long time. And you, my friends, are the beneficiaries of what Houston Powder Coat is doing. And I saw this, so I think I could tell West Side Tennis Club bought all new furniture, patio furniture for West Side Tennis Club. Well, they were still in the packaging, right? And I go to Houston Powder Coaters and I'm like, these are all brand new. Why are they getting? Because you powder coat them before you put them out, and they're outside in the weather and they're able to survive, and not only survive but thrive, and they're able to withstand all of that weather that they're going to get, so that they won't. That's so smart. Something new, powder coat it first. Powder coat it, and you know what? If you don't love the color of what it is, they'll change the color for you and make it whatever color that you want, especially for those of you that are going to be tailgating. You want your team colors, or you want your team colors in your backyard. That's great. They can do that as well. You're looking for the best way for your metal to look great. There's one way to do it. Free pickup and delivery from Houston Powder Coaters. HoustonPowderCoaters.com. Tell Robin you heard it right here.
You are listening to Houston's longest-running sports radio morning show
on ESPN 97.5 and the ESPN Houston app.
From the Huntington Bank Studios, here's John and Lance.
Ooh, we have another trade. This one happened yesterday, though. Yeah, I don't know if it's breaking, but one of the meanest players in basketball, Isaiah Stewart, and toughest, is being traded to the Memphis Grizzlies for three future second-round picks. So,
perfect.
Grind City gets a bully.
Yeah.
Grind City gets a bully. So, do we think Jalen Brown's being traded? I feel like they're already talking about the reports already out there that the Celtics are talking about it again. I think it's inevitable. And
They're looking for a center, and the Rockets have one.
Yeah, but
do you don't think that the Rockets would be better with Jalen?
Well, they
Brown
want
than
somebody.
LB?
They want a center, but who?
And more.
There's not a bunch of great. Yeah, you have to get a lot more.
Right, you got to make the money work. It's $57 million.
Alperen would be gone. Jabari would be gone. Your protected first would be gone. You're good with that?
I don't know about your protected first. I don't.
Why not? Why would?
Well,
you
there's
not
a reason
that
it's not been done already.
Yeah, because Boston's going to. They're going to stand on dollar for dollar business.
Yeah.
And the Rockets aren't doing that. I think the Rockets could still be in play in a three-team trade, but I don't see it. I mean, the money is just so much. You have to match so much money. I don't see the Rockets doing it. I do think the Celtics will have him traded before the season starts. I'm curious if Memphis can dump Ja Morant and if there's anyone who would take Ja Morant on. I'm not interested. This is not a Rockets conversation. But how much Ja Morant love is there still?
I don't have much. I don't.
I don't either. But do you think the league does?
He's such a talented guy.
His play is so focused on explosiveness and athleticism that if any of that goes away, what value is he? He's not really a great teammate. He's not a guy who's been able to handle himself off the court.
Like, he's injury prone.
He's injury prone. Just such an erratic piece. What do you do with Ja Morant?
I don't know. I don't want Ja Morant. Now, Jaylen Brown, that's one that, boy, you pair Kevin Durant and Jaylen Brown together. Whew. I mean, all of Ime's offensive woes are healed. I mean, just give the ball to Jaylen and let him go. You know.
Well, unless you shade him left, that left hand still doesn't work. But
apparently nobody can shade him left because he's a first team All NBA.
It's a bit of a joke, but yes, the left hand isn't great. But either way, the question is not just about acquiring Jaylen Brown. It's what the Celtics will extract from you, and they'll try to take everything they can. And then he is up, despite the fact that he has 3 years left on his deal. He is up for a max extension starting in I think July 26th. He's not being traded anywhere without
he's
someone
a max
telling.
Guy, though. So.
Sure, maybe, but do you want Jaylen Brown taking up? That's the question. I was talking about this yesterday. I think he's in a bit of a weird tier because I don't believe anyone thinks he can be. He's the best player on a title team. Now, if you build a great roster around him, yes, that can happen. But if you're paying him upwards of $66 to $68 million a year, which would be the case if he gets his max extension, how does that help you build a roster?
Well, nobody thought Jalen Brunson was the best player.
He's not making that money. He took less money, so you can have Kat, you can have OG, you can have Mikal Bridges. Jaylen Brown has given no indication that's what he's on.
Well, he wasn't also a – yeah, he took – yeah, no. Most of these guys are not going to take less money. Did he take less money, or did they just give him what his market value
he
was?
He took less.
Jaylen Brunson did?
He could have gotten more, and he decided to take less to make the team-building thing thing they could do. You know, he came out, Dolan said, I'm not paying the second apron. So Jaylen Brunson allowing for that to be avoided is why the Knicks are where they are.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't know. It depends on what you have to give up, but I don't want to give up that pick. And you might.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Just for an example, Jaylen Brunson's going to make about 38 next year, 40.5, and then 43. Jaylen Brown, as it stands right now, is making 57 next year, 61, then 64.
Yeah, he gets quarterback pay.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah.
A lot harder to make it work. And part of that Brunson, they were able to build team while Brunson's contract was lower. That was part of their ability to build team.
Because
you take on another max dollar guy. Amen Thompson wants max dollar. You'll have three. Anytime you have three players who are at max dollar, we've already seen once you have a quote unquote big three, the rest of the roster has to be dookie shreds. That's what it is because you can't afford the rest of them. You have to draft great.
I wonder if the Rockets haven't painted themselves in the corner by saying you can have everybody but Amen because when it comes to, I'm the most important guy in this organization. Give me my money. As opposed to
and the
contracts that they got away with Jaylen and Alpi.
Let me tell you something.
And Jabari.
When the time comes, and I'm not advocating this, I love Amen Thompson, but when the time comes and you have Amen Thompson, if you were to trade an Amen Thompson, you'd be at a sign-and-trade potential where you're going $40-plus million with Amen Thompson, maybe 44, 45, maybe higher. And what you would get back would be very equitable. Like, Amen Thompson carries value in the NBA. I think he carries more value than Alperen Şengün, I think. Alpi is a 2010 guy and a creator. Alper and Şengün can do a lot of great things for a basketball team. But I feel like, my guess is that Amen Thompson would have a little bit more, and he's also an elite defender. My guess is Amen Thompson would have more value on the NBA trade market, that people would really covet Amen Thompson. Now, he's not a big, I say that, I don't know. Alperen, there's not like a ton of Alperen Şengüns running around for everything we talk about. There's not a lot of those guys running around. But Amen Thompson, if you were involved in a sign and trade, and I'm not advocating this, but he brings you, like, that's a guy who could, you can alter the face of your team without breaking up a bunch of players, without moving a bunch of players. You'd obviously have to wait until you can sign and trade him.
To me, he's got to have a CJ dedicated offseason to shoot.
To shooting, yeah.
Yeah, man.
It's got to. This just has to get better. He cannot continue to. No. He can't continue
not
to
if he's
going to
be this valuable to the organization.
He can't have
and
teams.
Especially if he's going to be a $40 million guy, he's got to be able to score better.
You're in the playoffs and people are backing down at the.
Yeah.
They're falling down to the free throw line on him. Like, dude, shoot, go ahead. That's embarrassing.
Yeah.
You've got to, and I like the fact that he doesn't just get sucked into it, but you got to make them pay at least where they have to put some respect on your name.
Put some respect on him as a
shooter. He's got a little bit of a mid-range game. He just needs to expand the mid-range game. He doesn't have to turn into a great three-point shooter, but he needs to expand his mid-range consistency. And he does, I think he does need to shoot over a 30% clip from three. I think that's almost non-negotiable if he wants to reach his potential. 34 would be great. That would be, you know, my dream would be having a 34% shooting Amen Thompson. I don't know if we'll ever see that in our lifetimes.
Yeah. All right. We got to talk about a little Ducky McSweeney's. That's where we're going to be today. Watch party today. Okay. And what a great day. You got tonight you got the men's team playing, and it's going to be a great time. And that, okay. So from 11 until 6, you've got, it's incredible. The $6 deal happy hour that they think about 6 until 6, okay? $6 pitchers of beer, $6 house wines, $6 wells, $6 mozzarella sticks, nachos, chicken tenders, cheese, pizza. Ducky's happy hour is daily 11 a.m. to 6. So after 6, though, I mean, the food is really, really, really good. I mean, Irish favorites, fish and chips, shepherd pie. Pizza is the wings are really, really good. I'm a wing connoisseur, and Ducky's are great. The atmosphere is fantastic. It's couches. Okay, you got couches there where you can lounge. The ladies, they can enjoy talking and in a great atmosphere while you're watching your games. I mean, couples, we've done this before, gone to Ducky's with couples and had a great time watching our games while the ladies maybe aren't as interested. That's fine. Or some of the guys, whatever. You're looking for a great place that it's a bar and it's got all the TVs and it's a sports bar, but it's more than that. It's got a sushi restaurant that's attached to it, and it's got a nightclub right next door as well that Michael has developed. So you got everything right there, right next to Maggiano's on Post Oak, just north of Westheimer. Looking for a great place to get your game on or just get your fun on. Ducky McSweeney's. Ducky McSweeney's Pub. If you see Michael, tell him you heard it here.
You are listening to Houston's longest-running sports radio morning show
on ESPN 97.5 and the ESPN Houston app.
From the Huntington Bank Studios, here's John and Lance.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5. Apparently, Diana Rossini was texting back and forth with someone from The Athletic, and she said that she thought it was off the record. He said, no, I never said that. And so The Athletic is going to do, I don't think it's out, but they're going to do a story on these texts about the situation. And she objects to it. But so you'll, I don't know if you've got, I'm a subscriber to The Athletic, so maybe I'll find it sometime.
Did you think she was talking to a friend and she was actually talking to someone doing their job?
Right. Yeah. So, you know. So there you have it, Diana. Don't talk to anybody, especially a reporter, about your stuff. I don't know that that's fair, though, to her. I'm not sure. I'm not sure how I stand. I've teased this a little bit earlier. Was, man, Rob Manfred, talk about, apparently the league told the San Francisco Giants they had to wear, you know, well, they were wearing their pride hats, and they put Bible verses on the pride hats. The league told the Giants, hey, stop doing that. Stop putting Bible verses. It's okay to be gay, but do not put any Bible verses on your hats.
Are you allowed to write stuff on your hats anyway?
Yeah, regular? People do, yes.
Okay, got it.
Yeah. I mean, we've seen notes to people. Remember when, who died for the Marlins, the pitcher, in a boating accident, remember? They all had notes to him on their hats.
Was it Julio?
No, it was,
was it Rodriguez's last name?
I mean, you're just stabbing at Mexican names now.
No, that's a Latin name. It's not a Mexican name.
Okay. I can't remember. Anyway,
Fernandez.
Yeah, Jose Fernandez. When reporters shot back at baseball.
Me. Hello.
Yeah, we can hear you.
Oh, God, I've been talking and literally no one has heard me for the last 45 minutes.
We're trying to ignore you.
Yeah, well.
I said his name, Jose Fernandez, literally just now.
Oh.
Thank you.
Anyway, so the.
Get back to the Rossini thing. This feels just super witch hunty now.
Yeah. Well, you got to get
in. I mean, she's done. She made a huge mistake. Her career's over. She's done. This is kind of, oh, hey, this is off the record. Well, you know, that's not the way the rule works, girl. You didn't say it up front, so too bad. I was like, God, this is kind of weak.
Well, whoever did that, you can't trust that person. Whoever, I don't know. I'm looking on The Athletic right now, and I don't see any stories, so it's not out yet.
Well, they supposedly had it yesterday, and then they pulled it. I think they pulled it off.
Oh,
it was in the New York Times.
Well, the New York Times owns.
They own The Athletic, but I don't know if it meant that it was in the Times or if it was in The Athletic, because
that's kind of a POS move if they think that, you know, we're talking as friends and you're reporting it. That's
and I saw a bunch of reporters like, well, technically it is true. At the very outset, you need to say that this is off the record, because if not. Like, yeah, but the story hadn't been written yet.
But it's not, I don't even know that. I'm just texting back and forth. I don't know you're doing a story.
Right.
Right. I'm just texting you.
Unless that's mentioned. So, yeah, that kind of. Now, I've. You know, it's funny. I guess I can say this. Like, no, I don't want to say his name, but somebody who used to be here with the Texans, a personnel guy, when I've talked to him literally about anything at all. He always says, this is obviously just between me and you.
Right.
And like, okay, I'm just asking about how your son's doing.
Well, you.
Like, is your son, is he still playing lacrosse, or where's he playing football this year? Okay, obviously, this is just us talking here. It's just between me and you off the record. But yeah, he's going to play college ball this year. And okay, I didn't think you need to be off the record for that. But
well, I mean, you might go. You may
could have been. I just put just it on the record. Did it.
You just exposed that his son is playing lacrosse.
My God, I didn't say a name, so I'm good. No, there are people, and then there are other times where you don't want it on the record, so you make a. There's a lot of people in sports who text, and when it's time to say something real, ring, because they ain't put it on text.
No. You get a phone call. Like Karrion Arnold.
Yeah.
You can't do that. Back to Rob Manfred. The worst commissioner in the world and I can't wait for this baseball fight that's going to come down, because Rob Manfred sucks. And so it'll be very interesting. He is terrible as a. So when the league told the Giants you can't write scriptures on your hats, then Rob Manfred, when questioned about this, said, well, no, it's the Giants' fault, because they didn't explain that the guys don't have to wear the hats. They don't have to wear pride hats. Now, all of a sudden, the Giants are like, wait, what now? And so there is a huge, there's an op-ed piece in the San Francisco newspaper. We can't trust the, Buster Posey met the media, had a quick statement about the whole thing, just said, yeah, well, it's a big misunderstanding and we're sorry, bye. But I'm not talking about it. And then it was question after question about it, and he just wouldn't answer. I'll answer baseball questions, whatever. Now everybody hates the Giants because of Rob Manfred. But in San Francisco, hate the Giants because Rob Manfred said the Giants screwed this whole thing up. Rob Manfred is a terrible. I mean, other than who ran the NCAA? He was awful.
Yeah, your boy who was just there.
He was awful. And Rob Manfred is right there as far as terrible, terrible leadership. And he didn't. And he just threw the Giants right under the bus. Right under the bus. Now he's saying, oh, by the way, you didn't tell the guys they don't have to wear pride hats? Wait, what? What now? Thanks, Rob Manfred. But tell them that they can't write scripture on their hat, okay? But we didn't tell them that they don't have to wear the hats. No, we didn't tell them that. I just
did they
can't.
Know? Well, I think the question is, did they know they could tell those guys?
No, they probably didn't know they could tell those guys that.
Why do you say that?
Because they didn't tell those guys that.
Is that what they're arguing, though? I haven't seen that argument made.
No, they just fell on the sword.
You're assuming that, right?
But fell on the sword.
Well, that's what I'm saying. I haven't seen the Giants come out and say that the league never told them that.
No.
I'm just working off of the facts that I know right now. I expected Buster Posey won't talk about it literally at all.
He was asked numerous times about it. He was like,
baseball questions only.
Baseball. I'm going to talk baseball right now.
I want to talk Joey Loperfido. I don't want to talk all about this.
He's got all the news media people there, and he's like, baseball. I don't even know
players. This is a baseball issue, Buster. When you think about it, when you have this community here, it's like, right. Baseball. Yes, but your community here is heavily LGBTQ. Right. And so this is actually a baseball story because – and finally
baseball.
The director had to come in. Guys, I think Buster's made it clear. If you have a question about baseball
– how come none of those guys never sound cool?
They don't.
Like Kevin Cooper, we met. And if Coop came in, Coop sounds like a
Coop
guy.
Coop has a cool voice.
Yeah.
Yeah, but for the most part, when these guys walk in and go, hey, we're going to have to wrap it up. If you keep asking, they always sound
guys,
like
last question. If this is the direction this is going in, last question, guys.
Is it? Do they cultivate them and pull them off a farm and put them in every team across professional sports?
You've got the guy
put
in the
rundown.
Yeah,
you're going to hear it at the end. You're going to know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
If you don't want to hear the whole thing, I'll find
to the end and hear him. Go to the end and hear him. It is. I don't know why you can't get somebody who's – well, I don't know that anybody – Kevin Cooper, by the way, was there for a few years, and he was like, nah, I'm out. I'm out of here. You got to be a nerd to
like
be
– Drew, when he was doing it. Those guys were those guys were cool. This guy, you'll hear him here. Here he is at the very end.
We get it. Buster made his statement. If you guys have any baseball questions, he can answer those.
Or we're gonna be done.
I don't know. They gotta they have to grow these guys someplace and then put them in spots.
I don't want to do a voice like you did Jeff Passan's because
Now Tony, so
Tony Wiley.
Going through some of the media relations people have been in Houston, and I guess this may be a little too inside baseball. A lot of you guys are not going to know these people, but Tony Wiley would break balls. Tony Wiley, yeah. I mean, I got a phone call. Oh. He got into me about something that I said about Rick Smith not being it's important that Rick Smith isn't a yes man for Gary Kubiak. Oh, my God. It turned into I called Rick Smith a yes man. That's not what happened at all. Oh, it was drama for me. But Tony was a bulldog. Kevin Cooper was a real one. He was just, he did his job. And then Billy O'Brien didn't like him because he didn't think he was hard enough and mean enough. And so he got Amy Palsik. And Amy was ready to scrap now.
Pounce.
If you got a problem with me, Amy was ready to roll. But and she did her job too. But yeah, media relations, I like
she
Omar.
She got Bill O'Brien too, though.
She's still
Bill
down.
O'Brien.
She got jacked. She got jacked.
She got
she's
jacked
still down
Easterbreed.
With, yeah, she's still down with – no, she's still down with Billy.
Oh,
that was
she
her
got
guy.
Jacked.
But Jack is the one that – yeah. But And the Astros have always been – Astros have, are pretty right down the line the whole time. But Dell is right, though.
Yeah.
There's a lot of media relation guys in baseball that just have weaselly personalities.
The Rockets –
we're pretty lucky here. We don't really have
The Rockets had Tim Frank, and then who was the guy that went to Tampa Bay? How smart was
that? Oh, Nelson Luis. He's still
Nelson
with the Bucks.
Nelson Luis. Yeah.
Oh, my God. One time I said – you remember when I said Jeff Van Gundy reminded me of Gollum?
Yeah.
I didn't know Van Gundy at the time.
Well, no. I mean, you insulted him a little bit.
I know. I said they're both after rings. Yeah. And I said he looks like
– No. You insulted him a little bit. You got a little out of what he insulted.
He was right to come after you.
But it was hilarious. It was objectively hilarious. I called him Jeff Van Gollum. And I was like, Mr. Ring! And I was doing a whole ring thing.
Yeah, why would they have a problem with that?
And they were the home of the Rockets. It's okay.
The comp. Why would
they
have
a little sensitive?
It was just being funny. And then I get a call, and it's Nelson. And I literally don't even know what it is. I'm in my front yard like, hey, Nelson, what's going on? He goes, hey, man, you had to know what was coming. I said, what? No, what? He goes, Jeff Van Gollum. I'm like, oh, come on. It's just a joke. He was, Jeff was listening. I don't think he really liked it.
Oh, Jeff's a friend
of
the show.
Sure he didn't. When you're being compared to Gollum?
I know, but
it was
funny.
I'm sure Jeff thought you were friends.
No, we had never had him on the show. And Jeff listened to our show a lot. Like, I didn't know that at the time. Shortly after that, probably, I don't know, maybe 6 months after that. We got him on the show probably 2 or 3 weeks after that, and then
did you have your producer play the Lord of the Rings theme when he came on?
We had him on one time, and then my son Mason. My son Mason was born, and he sent a. I wasn't on the air. I was off while he was born prematurely, and I was off that week. Helping my wife who had to go to the what's the prenatal care that's really good that we have in Houston. Anyway,
Texas and Children's.
Texas Children's. Yeah. And I wasn't on, and out of nowhere, I really didn't know Van Gundy that well. He calls up, and he calls. I answer the phone. It's Jeff Van Gundy. He's like, hey, I just wanted to check on you. You hadn't been on the show this week. I want to make sure you're doing okay. I was like, oh, yeah, my son was born, and, this is the issues we're dealing with. Next day, there was a gift basket he had the Rockets send to me, which was like, class act.
Yeah, Smeagol would have never made that call.
No. And then John and I are both buddies with Finger. We've had him on multiple times. He was a great, great guest. I wanted to ask him to come on, but I'm like, I don't know, because I legitimately want to know, was he happy for the Knicks, do you think, winning the championship? I don't – he coaches for the
– The Clippers?
He coaches for the Clippers now. He's an assistant at the Clippers. Do you think there's any part of him that was – and he originally is a West Coast guy, believe it or not, even though everyone just puts him on New York because he feels like a pure New York guy, true and true. Do you think he was happy for the Knicks at all?
Probably.
They got rid of his guy Tibbs too.
Yeah,
Jeff holds grudges.
Maybe not. They do hold grudges. We got a break. We got News of the Wire coming your way next right here on ESPN 97.5. And I got to talk about my man Kent Jones over Dream Rate Mortgage. Are you even in the market or don't know if you're in the market? Are you in an apartment? If you're in an apartment, Kent has said, listen, you can buy, okay? And he will help you get through that, your first purchase. He says first purchases, it's a great time. It is a great time for first purchases because you get they're trying to attract new home buyers, that there's so much out there. Do you know what's out there? No, but Kent does. Kent knows all of the different hacks for you to save as much as you possibly can, pay as little as you possibly can, knows how much you need for the down, knows the title company. He knows everything about this. He can find you a real estate agent too that might kick back some of their commission. I mean, I'm serious. You don't know this game. Kent Jones has been doing this for over 30 years. He knows the game. He's got an A+ with the Better Business Bureau. He will give you the kind of attention that you're not going to get from one of these huge national companies. And he is going to more than likely, because he does this all the time, save you not only thousands, tens of thousands of dollars in some instances. So if you're looking for just advice, Okay, call him. He loves that. 713-520-5626. 713-520-5626.
Time now for News of the Weird.
People are weird.
With John and Lance.
That's real weird.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5. There was a story about Wyndham Clark winning the U.S. Open. The first one that he won, he had one girl with him. And then the other day, he had another girl with him. And both of them were on the green celebrating him with him. Well, it turns out that the first one might not have been that great a girlfriend. He tweeted back in 2016, "I hate Baker Mayfield." Baker Mayfield apparently cheated. Well,
you're not telling the whole story correctly. No one knew why. They were digging into it, and he's like, "I don't know if I should tell the story. All right, I'll tell the story."
Yeah, right.
And his PR people is there in the background. He's like, "Yeah, it's okay. I can tell it." He's like, "I had this girlfriend, and she cheated with Baker." They're like, "What?"
Yeah. And now he and Baker Mayfield are boys.
They're boys. They play golf together.
Yes. And so what's more important? Okay. Apparently, it's more important to have your boy.
Bros.
Than a cheating girlfriend.
But it wasn't his bro at first. Right?
No, he wasn't his bro. He cheated on his girlfriend. Cheated with him.
Did he even know Baker Mayfield back then?
No, but how did he find out? He didn't say how he found out.
She probably said something when they got drunk.
By the way.
Oh, yeah? Yeah, oh, you did that? Well, guess what I did? You ever seen that guy who planted that flag?
Mm-hmm.
Midfield? Well, wait. How long ago was this? No. This was like
16.
Yeah, Baker Mayfield wasn't drafted until 18.
Yeah.
Baker hadn't even planted a flag at Ohio State yet.
He was
just running from cops at the time. Drunk running from cops, I think, back then.
Well, he was.
Was the flag plant, because they played twice, was the flag plant the first time or the second time?
It was at Ohio State his senior year.
Okay.
In 17.
Got it.
And that was his Heisman year. So he wasn't even a Heisman Trophy guy in 16 when he was cheating.
John, is there a saying, bros... Before
promiscuous women.
Yeah, before hoes. Yeah.
Oh, I didn't say it. John said it.
I didn't want to say it, but John said it.
John just said it. That's what the saying is.
I can't change the saying.
He can't change the saying.
Can't change the saying. Anyway, that begs the question. Wyndham Clark is on the green
he
with
found
one
out
girl
because
now.
Baker signed his scorecard? That's terrible.
Well, in a way.
You did make it golf. I will say, you did make a golf reference. That's
no,
OG. OG Devin
he
said
did
that
sign his scorecard.
That's terrible. Signed
should
his
you
scorecard.
Have a girlfriend on the green celebrating when, in fact, you're going to hate that picture in just a year or two because they're sleeping with Baker Mayfield?
Well, you can't predict that she's going to do that. What are you going to say? You can't show up at one of my biggest moments because you may sleep with the Oklahoma quarterback.
Well, you're not my wife, though. Does she get the right to come out there when you're just a girlfriend?
You know what? You're right, girlfriend. We got to be real careful.
Show up?
If you win a major, here's the thing: if you win a tournament, girlfriend's fine. If you win a major, you don't get to come on the green.
You don't get it, no coke.
Because that's one that's going to last forever, and I don't know if you're going to last forever. And you could say that about
a wife,
sure.
Telling her that.
Well, even wives, I'm not sure they're going to last forever.
Like, how are you going to tell the girlfriend?
I mean, so it could be your first wife. Then you're like, oh, look at this picture.
You never know.
Yeah.
Sorry, Jenny. There's a real chance I won't be with you in 3 years. You can't be on the green
you
with
can't
me.
Can't be in
have that conversation.
Know. Right. No. You can congratulate me later.
Huh?
Yeah. I'll take pictures of it, too.
No.
Later.
No. No pictures. You're asking for trouble, Wyndham. Don't do that.
You're asking for trouble. We're way past.
Wyndham. What a great golf name. Wyndham.
It's a perfect golf name.
Perfect.
Wyndham.
We're done.
Killed him.
We're done, Mopey and Mapes. But first, Lance, I hope you. Hey, we'll talk about this this game, this World Cup game tonight.
Yeah.
When we come back. Tomorrow morning right here on ESPN 97.5. But in the meantime, Lance, you need to talk about Zadig Jewelers.
Yeah, let's talk about Zadig Jewelers, your home for just phenomenal jewelry and phenomenal memories. I say this all the time. I saw the Texans had a, a very specific watch that was made. It was a exclusive watch, and Zadig had it made, and they invited me over to see it a couple of years ago. It was great. They do unique pieces for individuals. They do it for companies. Did you know there are a lot of corporate gifts that are made? If you're a big time, you know, oil and energy companies who say, hey, we want something really special, we're giving this to people who work for us, or maybe we're doing this for people who are coming in town, somebody we do, you know, multi-million dollars worth of business with. And that's when Zadig jewelry is, you know, stands out above everyone. I think they stand out with the bridal process, with the luxury watches, with the tennis bracelets, the diamond pendants, the earrings. But if you're looking for gifts for special people on the business side, they do that as well. They have 28,000 square feet. They have a business for four decades where they have done exactly that, been able to create something special for people that they will remember for a lifetime. Zadig Jewelry. Trust all of your jewelry needs with Zadig. You cannot go wrong. Zadig.com, 1801 Post Oak Boulevard.
Houston's only FM sports station, ESPN 97.5.
Bye, bitch.
This message is brought to you by the Capital One Venture X card. Venture X offers the premium benefits you expect, like a $300 annual Capital One travel credit for less than you expect. Elevate your earn with unlimited double miles on every purchase, bringing you one step closer to your next dream destination. Plus, enjoy access to over 1,000 airport lounges worldwide. The Capital One Venture X card. What's in your wallet? Terms apply. Lounge access is subject to change. See CapitalOne.com for details.